أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واستمع يوم ينادي المنادي من مكان قريب يوم يسمعون الصيحة بالحق ذلك يوم الخروج إنا نحن نحيي ونميت وإلينا المصير يوم تشقق الأرض عنهم سراعا ذلك حشر علينا يسير نحن أعلم بما يقولون وما أنت عليهم بجبار فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى The eyes before this Allah Rabbul Izzat commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make sabr and to persevere upon what the kuffar may say about Allah Rabbul Izzat, about the Quran, about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or for that matter about akhirat. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wastami' listen attentively, yawma yunadi al-munadi min makanin qareeb, that on the day the caller will call out from a very near place, from a very close place. Who is this caller and where is this near and close place? According to some traditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only will command Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam to blow the trumpet, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam go onto the sakhra on the rock, at the dome of the rock, and from there he will make an announcement. The announcement will be, O bones that have become rotten, O skin that has decomposed, O hair that has scattered, that when a person dies, he leaves this world, he goes into his qabr, all this happens to the human body. Now resurrect, come up and move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be one of the announcements that are made. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps is making reference to this. So the munadi, the caller here, will be Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam, min makanin qareeb, this close place, that will be the rock, at the dome of the rock, and some narrations indicate that how one person speaks to another person, putting his mouth at his ear, and how without any mistake whatsoever, we hear what the person says, that is how each and every individual will hear this announcement that is being made by Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ, then on that day they will hear the cry also with truth, with certainty, and that will be the blowing of the trumpet. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ, that will be the day of coming forth, that will be the day when all those people that died from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam to the very last person that had left this world, each and everybody will now come out from the qabr. In one narration, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi narrates that a kind of rain will come down from below the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like how we get little plants, little stems coming out from the seeds in the ground, that is how people will begin to get up. And of course, the very first will be our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna nahnu nuhyi wa numit wa ilayna al-masir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates that certainly it is only us that gives life, it is only us that gives death. Life and death all is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ilayna al-masir, and to us is the masir, to us is the return. Yawma tashaqqaqu al-ardu anhum sira'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that on that day the earth will begin to split asunder, and it will uncover those that are in the qabrs, it will uncover all those that have left this world, and they will get up sira'a, they will get up running hastily, now they will move towards the qabr. Now in the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sa'iq and the shaheed, then the angels will begin to herd them towards the hashar. ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. Now look at how easily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He describes it also, makes it seem to be very easy. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is absolutely easy. Allah says, ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. That is the hashar, that is the resurrection, the gathering that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. And it is very easy upon us, upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
نحن اعلم بما يقولون. We know best of what they have said. All that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether they denied, whether they made a mockery of whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat has said, all that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ And O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not one to force them. Your duty and responsibility will be to give the hidayat. Your duty and responsibility will be to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hidayat will come from Allah. You cannot force man to bring iman. That is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ Then remind about this Qur'an. Make those understand of this Qur'an. The reminder, the message of the Qur'an will go to one and all. But مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدِ That person who fears my wa'id, that person that fears my warning and my threat, such a person obviously will take heed of the Qur'an Kareem and he will accept this message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A very great commentator of the Qur'an, Hazrat Qatada Rahmatullah Alayh, when he used to read this ayah, فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدِ He used to make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنَا مِمَّنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدَكَ O Allah, make us from amongst those that will fear your wa'id, will fear your warning, and وَمِمَّنْ يَرْجُو مَوْعِدَتَكَ وَمَوْعِدَكَ O Allah, make us from amongst those that will have hope on the promises you have made upon us. Ya Bar, Ya Rahim, O one who fulfills his promise, O most merciful Allah, make us from amongst those also that will really feel the strength of the Qur'an, severely the warnings that Allah has given, we take it seriously, and all the promises that Allah Rabbul Izzat has made in the Qur'an, Allah Pak makes us amongst those that will have hope in that. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.